Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This is Michael Popak with a Legal AF hot take. Donald Trump has posted his bond. He got a bonding company. I'm going to tell you who that is to put up the $91.6 million bond that's required to stop the immediate enforcement on Monday of E. Jean Carroll's defamation and punitive damage bond. If he hadn't posted the bond by today or by Monday, then E. Jean Carroll would be able to execute it on the judgment, seizing his assets, grabbing his bank accounts, and padlocking his real estate in order to sell it at a sheriff's sale. To avoid that, Donald Trump has tried to squirm his way and try to bargain with the court system to lower the amount he had to post. But as we reported yesterday, Judge Kaplan was having none of it and told him, I'm not going to rule on your motion to stay the enforcement of the judgment without a bond on your timetable. I'm going to do it on my timetable. My timetable may not be until after the Monday deadline for you to post the bond happens, or I'm going to let you know over this weekend. In either event, it's all of your fault. You didn't organize your affairs, Mr. Trump. You didn't prioritize collecting the money and finding the money. You've known since January 26th, the judge said, and I'm not going to show you any mercy. Donald Trump, what the judge didn't know is that Donald Trump already had the bond dated the 5th of March in his back pocket. He was just trying to mislead the judge into believing that he had not yet received the bond and needed court relief. Yet another example of Alina Habba and Donald Trump misleading the court. The bond doesn't lie. And the bond that's posted by a subsidiary of Chubb Insurance Group, headed by Evan Greenberg, who's the son of the legendary insurance magnate Hank Greenberg. Evan Greenberg, on one hand, had been a staunch critic of Donald Trump against his immigration policies, against his COVID policies, against his rhetoric following Jan 6th. But that didn't stop Evan Corcoran from giving the green light to his subsidiary, the Federal Insurance Corporation, to post the bond. Now, what does that mean? In order to get the bond, as I've said on a prior hot take, Donald Trump needed to pledge assets that would be received by a bonding company. There's a number of ways to do that. He'd either have to get an irrevocable letter of credit from a bank upon pledged assets, in which the bank would be on the hook to pay for the money, or he had to pledge real estate. According to reporting, the bond requirement here is that Donald Trump put as much of the cash up as possible to back up that bond. We know he has at least $400 million. He's offered Donald Trump to put up $100 million to try to negotiate down the bond required for the $465 million civil judgment in the Attorney General fraud case that's coming due in about 20 days. So he offered $100 there. We know he has $100. And this insurance company, this surety group, led by Evan Greenberg, is going to require, I would think, at least 50 to 75% of the $91.6 million that's required, because that includes compounded interest and a projection of interest on there through the course of the appeal. The $91.6 million bond There's a requirement that he put up a lot of cash. I think it's going to be, as I said, 50 to 75% in cash. And the rest, he can come up with securities and interest, and maybe he can try to hypothecate or pledge his shares in his media company, get permission to do that, put up the deed to the Trump triplex penthouse that he lives in, and whatever else is required by the insurance company. I just find it odd that Chubb and the company run by Evan Greenberg, such a staunch critic of Donald Trump, would allow for the almighty greenback and the money that's going to be made on the premium, the insurance premium that has to be posted on this, which is somewhere between 12 and 15% of $91 million. So let's just call it $15 million of a fee just to make $15 million, which is not a lot of money in the insurance world. He's going to get in bed with Donald Trump and allow that bond to be posted. He also, unwittingly, Evan Greenberg, allowed Donald Trump to mislead the court. Donald Trump is on record with filings that were made just a couple of days ago as begging the court to allow the stay of execution of the judgment without a bond at all, claiming that he would have difficulty. He'd have to liquidate assets. He'd have to sell assets. There's not a lot of time here. It's very difficult. I mean, we know what he also wrote, Donald Trump, in the pleadings and the motions that were filed with Judge Engoron, claiming that he didn't have the money and he needed to raise it another way. That was a lie. We can tell by the date. Let's put it up on the screen. The date of the bond is not today, right? It's not the 8th. It's the 5th. The 5th before he filed the motions, before he took the position with the court that he was having difficulty. He already had the bond in his back pocket. Now, the terms of the bond is what I've said. It means as follows: if after the appeal is over and the bond, the judgment of E. Jean Carroll that she received for being a rape victim by Donald Trump, having been raped by him, having been slandered and defamed by him, having had wanton and reckless conduct against her with actual malice by Donald Trump, she's entitled by way of this jury to $91.6 million. Remember, she already has a $5.5 million judgment that's also running with interest, because of she successfully beat Donald Trump in another trial last summer. And he posted a cash bond for that out of his pocket to stop the enforcement of that. She's going to win that appeal, and that $5.5 million is going to come to her. She's going to win this appeal, and this $91.6 million that's going to have to be increased with interest payments is going to go to pay her if Donald Trump fails to pay her on the day the judgment is due, which would be, let's say, 30 days after the appeal is over. One level of appeal, fundamentally. The Second Circuit Court of Appeal Federal Court sits over Judge Lewis Kaplan, who sits over the trial. 30 days after that, he's got to pay up on the barrelhead, or they can go up against and collect against the bond and say to the bonding company, money, please. And then they'll go against Donald Trump in a cascading domino effect and go grab the cash that they have that's been pledged, meaning they have access to it. It defaults to them and any other assets so that they're made whole at the end of the day. And of course, they already got the $15 million premium for participating in this. It's just odd to me that Evan Greenberg, now the only connection that I know of between Trump and Greenberg, besides Greenberg having been a vocal critic of Donald Trump, is that Donald Trump, I guess it's better, what's the old adage? It's better to have somebody inside the tent pissing in than outside the tent. No, it's better to have somebody inside the tent pissing in or out. Let me try it again. It's better to have somebody pissing from inside the tent out than outside the tent pissing in. There it is. I finally got it. Leave it in. Leave it in the clip. Donald Trump brought in Evan Greenberg and put him on a couple of panels, a couple of blue ribbon panels about how to restart the economy during COVID. He was the only representative of the insurance industry that was actually put on that panel. And he was also put on a 2018 advisory committee about trade policy and negotiations, another advisory committee. He's not a lot of advisory committees. First of all, he's got a long respected lineage through his father, Hank Greenberg. And so he at 60 is on his own boards and panels, including having been recently appointed to the U.S.-China Business Council. Did you know that your temperature at night can have one of the greatest impacts on your sleep quality? If you wake up too hot or too cold, I highly recommend you check out Miracle Made's bed sheets. Inspired by NASA, Miracle Made uses silver-infused fabrics and makes temperature-regulating bedding so you can sleep at the perfect temperature all night long. Using silver-infused fabrics originally inspired by NASA, Miracle Made sheets are thermoregulating and designed to keep you at the perfect temperature all night long, so you get better sleep every night. These sheets are infused with silver that prevent up to 99.7% of bacterial growth, leaving them to stay cleaner and fresher three times longer than other sheets. No more gross odors. Miracle sheets are luxuriously comfortable without the high price tag of other luxury brands and feel as nice, if not nicer, than bed sheets used by some five-star hotels. Stop sleeping on bacteria. Bacteria can clog your pores, causing breakouts and acne. Sleep clean with Miracle. Go to trymiracle.com/legalaf to try Miracle Made sheets today. And whether you're buying them for yourself or as a gift for a loved one, if you order today, you can save over 40%. And if you use our promo LegalAF at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%. Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. And if you're not 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/LegalAF and use the code LegalAF to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40%. Again, that's trymiracle.com/LegalAF to treat yourself. Thank you, Miracle Made, for sponsoring this episode. But like, he had to give the green light to this. And I find it odd that any insurance company, we were speculating on Legal AF about who would be the money man, who would hold the money bag for Donald Trump on this. I said that he'd either put up the cash himself, not finding any, but he doesn't like to spend his own money, or he'd find a bonding company to sit in between against pledged assets. We speculated, could be the Saudi government. Wouldn't that be amazing? Saudi's buying a presidential candidate. We said it could be smaller banks in Florida. Hedge funds or private equity funds like Ladder Capital, but insurance companies are the ones that generally post the bond. And the irony here is this insurance company doesn't have a problem with the fact that Donald Trump has been adjudged by a New York a Supreme Court judge to be a fraudster in and having committed insurance fraud. I mean, part of the New York Attorney General case that was proven. And the judgment against Donald Trump by Judge Engoron is for insurance fraud. So, you know, if you and I walked off the street to an insurance company and said, I'd like a bond, please. They'd say, well, tell us a little bit about yourself so we can do our due diligence and make sure from an underwriting standpoint, we can post that bond for you. Tell us about your companies. What do you do for a living? Well, I've got a series of companies under the Trump Organization banner that has been adjudged to be a persistent fraudulent company over the last 10 years. Anything else? Oh, yes. My longtime auditors and accountants fired us because they said that we were committing fraud. Okay. And we also have a monitor who's established by the state judge for the last 14 months who's going to last another 3 years because we have fraudulent business practices and a lack of controls within our company that may lead to other fraudulent practices. Go on. I've also gone bankrupt 4 times. Yes. Anything else? You know, this is like the old joke, you know, that ends with, you know, somebody talking to Mrs. Lincoln who says, well, besides that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the show? You can look up that joke. So I don't know how Donald Trump could get an insurance company, given his track record, I think it's the point of this part of the hot take, to give him the money. But he did. Because he has some assets and cash to back it up. And Alina Habba has now asked the federal judge, Lou Kaplan, to approve of the bond and to enforce the stay against the execution of the judgment until the appeal is concluded. My gut is this is a pretty boilerplate standard bond form that's been used, signed by Donald Trump and notarized, obtained on the 5th of March, as I said earlier, while they were misleading the judge again for yet another time. The judge will likely approve it, and that will stop the enforcement of the judgment. It means the judgment remains valid and enforceable, but that they can't go after the assets related to it unless and until the appeal is over or the appeal is concluded in some way, and assuming that they win, then they can go against Donald Trump's assets or the bond. The bond is security or surety against a a judgment debtor in the form of Donald Trump defaulting on his obligations. We'll continue to follow what happens, not just in the E. Jean Carroll bond matter, but now what Donald Trump does in the New York Attorney General, much larger, over $500 million bond requirement that's needed there. That one's a bigger lift. Maybe it's Chubb again. Maybe it's Evan Greenberg bailing out Donald Trump once again with another pledge of substantial assets. Mar-a-Lago, perhaps. The Trump Tower, Trump Palace, anything with the Trump name on it. Maybe that's what's happening. But my gut is if he secured this one and they know that he's got to have the other one, we might see Chubb having already given him the bond in his back pocket. And he's locked that in while he continues to try to, quote unquote, negotiate with the court system, which never works, to try to pay less than every cent on the dollar. We'll follow it on Legal AF and on the Midas Touch Network. And I'll do hot takes like this one, only one place, right here on Midas Touch. And then our podcast, Legal AF, yes, the cheekily named podcast, the intersection of law, politics, and justice, right here on Wednesdays and Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Follow me, Michael Popok, for this kind of content. If you like it, give me a thumbs up, leave a comment. It helps with the algorithmic gods and my ratings, which is important to keep me on the air. So until my next hot take, until my next Legal AF, this is Michael Popok reporting.
Love this video? Make sure you stay up to date on the latest breaking news and all things Midas by signing up to the Midas Touch newsletter at MidasTouch.com/newsletter.